BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Tuesday the 15th of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Utsira, Forties, Fisher, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Southern England 999, expected 40s 997 by 1800 Tuesday. Low Fastnet 1000, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, North 40s. Southeasterly 3 to 5, backing easterly, then becoming cyclonic 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 for a time, except in North Utsira. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. South 40s, Cromarty 4th. Southeasterly becoming cyclonic, then southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time in South 40s. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic 5 or 6 becoming south 4, rain then fair, moderate becoming good. Fisher, German Bight. Easterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in North Fisher. Veering south 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming south 4, rain then fair, poor, becoming good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay. West or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, variable 3 or 4, becoming southwesterly 5 to 7 in north. Fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, westerly backing southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. Westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, east veering south 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall. Westerly 5 at first in East Shannon, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southeast 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Bailey. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, except in Fair Isle, perhaps severe gale 9, later in Southeast Iceland. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Well, now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southeast by east 5, 22 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Stornoway, east by south 2, more than 38 miles, 1005, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southeast 3, 12 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, east southeast 2, 22 miles, 1007, falling more slowly. Aberdeen, north-northeast 1, 11 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Lucas, south-east by east 2, 14 miles, 1,006, falling more slowly. Bridlington, north-east 4, 1,002, falling more slowly. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-west by west 5, more than 27 miles, 1,002, rising slowly. Jersey, south by west 3, recent rain 15 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. Southwest 5, more than 27 miles. 1,002, now falling. Scilly automatic. South by east 2, 1,001, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east by north 2, more than 38 miles, 1,002, rising slowly. Aberporth, southeast by east 1, 22 miles, 1,002, now rising. Valley, northeast by east 3, 16 miles, 1,002, falling more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by east 3, slight rain 9 miles, 1,003, falling more slowly. Valentia, northwest by north 3, 27 miles, 1,003, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, east 4, 22 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. Malin Head, southeast 4, 7 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east by south 4, 11 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. Well, here now is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 14th of October. The general situation: areas of low pressure will continue the unsettled theme over the United Kingdom during the coming days, with all parts seeing rain or showers, along with strong winds at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southeasterly, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6, later in north. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east backing west, 2 to 4, then backing south, 3 or 4, later. Occasional rain for a time, good, occasionally poor for a time. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest 4 or 5, then backing south 3 or 4 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor until later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, cyclonic, becoming southwest 4 to 6, then backing south 3 or 4 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor until later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor, until later. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6, later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, backing south 5 to 7 later. Rain, correction, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest, backing south later, 5 to 7. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 5 to 7. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Then becoming south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, mainly good. Isle of Man, east or northeast, veering south or southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor, later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly later, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain later, mainly good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Merchant Point. Southeast, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. Southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Shetland Isles. Southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, backing east 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And indeed, Radio 4's programmes for tonight. So for now, this is Jim Lee in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a warm, safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Sasha Twining, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. In America, the working day is winding down, but in Asia, it's the start of another day. We're connecting the time zones. Today, we're live in Taiwan, Tokyo, and New York. We'll be talking about the cleanup in Japan as Typhoon Hagibis leaves an area of destruction the size of the United Kingdom. We'll have a conversation with the man behind the global private equity firm Blackstone and find out why he thinks the education system needs changing. And we will also hear from the youngest recipient of the Nobel Prize for Economics. Oh, and we will also talk swearing in the office. Is it ever acceptable? That's Business Matters here on the BBC. But first, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Tom Watts with the BBC News. President Trump has approved sanctions against Turkey over its attack on Kurdish forces in northeastern Syria. The US will also increase tariffs on Turkish steel and stop negotiations on a trade deal. The Vice President, Mike Pence, said Mr. Trump had phoned his Turkish counterpart to demand an immediate ceasefire. Mr. Pence told reporters at the White House that President Trump's wish to withdraw American soldiers from the region had not given a green light for Turkey to invade Syria.
He said from the time he was a candidate and forward that he wanted to bring an end to endless wars and opportunities for us to bring troops home and to have American forces come out of harm's way has always been a priority for this president. But that didn't mean that this president in any way encourages violence anywhere in the world, let alone along the border between Turkey and Syria.
Turkish troops and the Syrian militias allied to Ankara are gathering near the strategic Kurdish-held town of Manbij on the sixth day of their offensive against the Kurds in northern Syria. Syrian state media say government troops have begun to enter Manbij as part of a deal with the Kurds. Our Arab Affairs editor Sebastian Usher reports.
Manbij was the scene of a key victory by Kurdish-led forces backed by the US-led coalition against the Islamic State group 3 years ago. Now its strategic importance has again drawn potential conflict towards it. Turkey says it will take the town but not enter it, leaving that to local militias fighting for Ankara. But Syrian government forces may have stolen a march on Turkey, with reports that army units are already there. This will be deeply satisfying for President Assad, for the first time in years restoring some of his authority in the area.
Catalan riot police have clashed with protesters disrupting flights at Barcelona Airport. Rubber bullets were fired as officers wielding batons charged at demonstrators. The